In the course of doing the stuff on the Teamsters, I like dip back into all sorts of cool history books because I wanted to like reaffirm to myself that when I got yelled at for being a Nazi and by people who think this is like a red brown alliance, that I'm not crazy, that this is kind of just like American bullshit or like Americanist politics or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, it's sad to see that this is like generationally the way that like bog standard Reaganism from the 80s is expressed now. Like, it's the same thing that's happening in Europe, is that in order to break with like the globalist paradigm of like the European Union and free trade and liberalism, it seems like it's such a hegemony that you can't do that from within that. So you have to be completely outside of it, which is to say a fascist. The only way you can have like Reaganite politics now is to claim some attachment to like that negative thing, that like horrible thing, that Nazi thing, is the only way you could put little cracks in the armor of like this edifice of neoliberalism, if you want to call it that. And so these people are operating on this like weird false consciousness, but also like weird spectacular beam culture thing. They're not even really sure what they're doing, but they're doing like Eisenhower 1950s immigration policy and like Reagan 1980s tax policy, but they're doing it epic and based and fascist. Very bizarre.
Yeah, it is. I have a few more posts here from Occupy Democrats Logic, like this one. They're cross-posting tweets from someone called Alric the Barbarian. Yeah,
I know that. They show that in my algorithm all the time. My algorithm is all assholes like this.
I feel like I've seen him before too, but he's verified, so of course I've probably seen him before. If you can't handle some fat old lady getting fired from her crappy job, how can you expect to handle deporting 10 to 20 million people? And you're like, yeah, that's a good question. And
real good question.
And then it keeps going, how do you do that? Harden your heart.
How do you do it?
Harden your heart. This is a war, and wars aren't won with temperance.
Temperance. You sound so like airy and florid when he says that. Like, you're just a fucking dude online, man.
This, but
that's how he's engaging in the war, by being very frank and being callous online is how he's engaging in the war. He had to harden his heart in post.
I think you should have to.
He's not joining ICE himself.
Sure. Yeah, I think you should have to confront this thought. I think you should have to actually think about this. If you got sad that the white lady got fired from her job, how would you feel about 10 to 20 million people being pulled out of their homes and their jobs and, you know, fucking marched across the border? How many of them do you think will die in the process?
What, the 10 to 20 million people deporting? Do you know the level of state coordination and state violence that would be necessary to make that happen?
Do you know how
it
many
look like Nazi Germany?
Do you know how many American citizens would also be, quote, accidentally deported in the process?
Absolutely. But this is them trying to work themselves up towards some sort of like temperance in the face of something that I don't think is possible. I think there will be deportations, but like taking one out of every 20 Americans like out of their homes at gunpoint, concentrating them in camps and then pushing them over the desert border with Mexico. I don't know. I don't think we're equipped for that.
Yeah, they're gonna have to go ahead and divert some budgets from other genocides to make that one happen.
Yeah, exactly. Give ICE some 2,000-pound bombs. Sorry, BB.
Yeah, this is just another addition in the long line of memes that are specifically just made to work yourself up to try and think you could do violence at some point. Like, that's like, I think half the internet is trying to gas yourself up enough to think that, you know, you could do what must be done at the right moment. And this is, in a novel, I've never seen it put so plainly. You need to learn to be okay with this. I've never seen it put so bluntly, but I appreciated it. I liked this take from Tim. This is a comment, but it's just standalone, pretty good. Tim says, a lot of you are going on the assumption that when the cancel mobs on the left, a lot of you are going on the assumption that the cancel mobs on the left actually care when one of their own is hurt. I've seen more people on the right showing concern for the Home Depot lady. People on the left are just using her to dunk on the hypocrisy of the right without a thought about her well-being. you can get all the left wingers you want fired. It won't do a thing to stop the cancel mobs except validate the game as they want to play it. So this is so true that the left, they're so inhuman. They don't even feel for their own people. When we get their people fired, we still treat them better.
I don't see her as my people because she wants Donald Trump to be dead. I think of her as my people because she's like a working person who works for a wage. And I honestly would feel like, check. Because I don't subscribe to all the culture war shit that these people are talking about. I even went out on a limb after January 6th and defended a union boilermaker when people were calling his union to get him thrown out of the union for being at January 6th. Like, I stand with people based on like whether or not they're one of us or one of them, but not in the weird way that these. I don't see like a leftist person and think like that's my people. Maybe a little bit.
Well, I like this too, because they're saying, listen, the left is posting about her, but they're not, they're using her as a pawn. She's a tool. She's a mm-hmm. toy to them. They don't actually care. They're clout chasing. They don't care about her. They're not, we feel a little bit bad about it, but it's like, it's disingenuous when the left does it.
If you're going to have a war, right, but with like the libs or whatever and the left, they have to be some crazy monolith. Like the Walmart
wearing
lady.
A uniform.
Right, yeah. Like these people see this like implacable foe which controls the media, controls the government, controls major corporations, that's in lockstep moving towards like destroying their American way of life. Can't just be that like this is a random ass working woman who has like random political views that a lot of other people feel like. Like, she's not our foot soldier. She's nobody's foot soldier. She's an old lady. You know?
Yeah, the left has penetrated, and impregnated the culture to such a degree that yes, everybody is my enemy. That's like literally what they mean. I didn't get all the replies I was seeing, but people were like, one of the replies was like, people don't understand the culture war has been going on for 30 years and they've become part of every institution, including Home Depot, you know, including Staples.
So
they're everywhere now. So yes, we do have to cancel everybody. I'm sorry. Yes, we do have to get everybody fired so we can start over again.